So the kids see here, we have this Rav Nachman's Chiddush, that he says that a Kohen can't sell a Bechor Tam bizman the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing more said about two dots here. On the Chesam and Aleph, the two dots. That most of Rav Mesharshi, he has a question like this. Says Halacha, what's going to be if a Kahanis shenis arvo vlodo bovlat shivchosa? Let's say you had a Kahanis that she gave birth, and her kid, Peshtetzich, is a Kohen, but she also has a Shivcha, and the Shivcha gave birth, and the two kids got mixed up now. That's called shenis arvo vlodo bovlat shivchosa. So we don't know which kid is the Kohen and which kid is the Shivcha, the Evet. So the Higdilu, let's say both kids grow up, Higdilu Aterubis. So someone that goes to this first halacha, but this first halacha here is Meshachrin Zezeh. What we have to do is each one has to be Meshachrin the other one. Like it's not to say the father dies, so Meshach, the one that's really a Kohen, he yashins the other one. So the other one is an Evet. So one has to first be Meshachrin the other one tonight to say, if I'm really the Kohen, then you are the Evet, I'm freeing you. Then the other one does the same thing back also, make the same type of it tonight. And it's not to say that I'm really the Kohen, and you're the Evet, so I'm freeing you. This is what they're supposed to do. But now it says Halacha, that's even before they did this. Before one was Meshacha, the other one. It says Halacha now, Ushneyim Eichlem Betruma. Both of them are allowed to eat Truma. Because the one that's a Kohen could eat Truma. And the other one that's an Evet Kohen could also eat Truma. So that's no problem. Then it says, V'cholkin chelek echel al agoyrin, that they could take one portion by the gurin, means both of them go down together to the threshing, to the fields where they give out the trumas. They're allowed to take together one portion because the manashach, one of these two is a kain, and the other one could also eat it because he's an evet kain. Because lachrid, you don't give an evet kain lechatchila, so both of them together, then it's okay. And then the next lach it says is that bechorim. Let's say they have a bechor, so yiror akchi istoivu. They have to wait until their bechor becomes a bamum, and then they can eat it. V'yochle b'mum, and they'll eat it by its mum. So the chiddush is what? That even though we're not sure whether you're a kohen or not, maybe you're only an evid. And if you be an evid l'chura, if it's, you have a bechor, you'd have to give it to another kohen. But since once it becomes a bamum, it's not a shalom being makrivit on the mizbeach. It's only a question of mumin. Do you have a right to eat it? Do you have to give it away to a real kohen? As into the subject, maybe you're a kohen. There's a cloud of moitzim mechaber all over Raya, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. So that's the chiddush here. That bechoron is yiro. They just have to wait, let it pasture in the field till it becomes a balmum, and then they'll let eat it the mumen. So the question is, the mayaskin. What are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me vizman is there, the vizman is there. Where there's no beis hamikdash. There's no akrov on the bechor. So maishno didan. What he's saying, only there bechor. He have a right, like to wait till it becomes a balmum and eat it. Why is our Bechor any different than their Bechor? Our Bechor, even a regular Kohen that has a Bechor, a Mumim Binan. You can't do anything until it becomes a Balmum Bizman, as they were not Makrivit. So what the Chiddush is Braisa to say that these two have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. A regular Kohen will also have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. Selalav isn't the Braisa talking about then. Bizman Shabbos Amitish Kayim, the Braisa means a Chiddush. That bizman we have a beis hamikdash. That regular kohen is supposed to bring it for korban. You have to bring it for korban. Here the chiddush is, since he doesn't know whether he's the kohen or not, so on the tzad to say he's not a kohen, he can't bring it for korban. He'll have to give it to a kohen. So in such a case, he has a right to wait until it becomes a balmum, and then he could keep it. Because if he'll bring it for korban, he's going to lose out completely here. So that's the chiddush of bizman shabbos amitish kayim. That they have a right to wait till it becomes a balmum. So it's like this now. Iyam with Bishlema, you can tell me, Iyam with Bishlema, is lula kain zechiyah begavayu, that the kain has a zechiyah, meaning the bechor tam, even bezman the base of Mikdash is kayim, even though he's supposed to bring it for akrova, still the kain has a zechus in it right now, shaper, then it's very good what we're telling right now, that they have a right to wait until it becomes a balmum. But el, Iyam, if you tell me, less lay, that the Kohen right now has no schus in it. If so, how could these two people hold on to this Bechor? The Kohen lay say, Gizbo v'lishkulei. Let the Gizbo come and take it away from them. Like if you tell me now the Kohen has no schus in the Bechor, this man based on Mikdash and Atam, so then how could these two, the one the Kohen and one the Yevid, hold on to this Bechor and not bring it for Korbin? What schus do they have in it? Let the Gizbo come and take it away from them. The Kohen does have a schus in his Bechor, even though the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim, even though it's a Tam. So by a regular Kayim, he's not losing out. He's supposed to bring it for Korban, and he'll eat the meat. But over here, the Chori is losing out, because if they bring it, they can't eat from the meat, because only a Kayim can eat from the meat. And here it's a Suffolk what he is. So therefore, it's a riot to say that they have a Schus. So Mura says, no, it's not a Kashmir of Nachman. The Yerlam, I'll tell you, the price talking about Bezman is there, some of Bezman is there, but there's no Beis Hamikdash. I, Udukakashlach, you have a question. Maishno di dan, maishno di tu. If we're talking about Bezman is there, there's no Beis Hamikdash, you have so pshito that you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. So what's the Chiddush them over us? We also wait till it's a Balmum. So Mura says, no. I'll tell you, Anan os, Yavinu le lekayin b'mumayu. Us, we have to give it away to a Kayin. When we have a Bechor born to us now, even though it becomes a Balmum, we have to give it to the Kayin though. We can't eat it. Inu, but these two people over here, one's the Kayin, one's the Yeved, Kivon di Yikabu, Miksas Kayin, since one of the two of them is a Kayin, Marfu de Lakanim, that's the Chiddush. They have a right to keep it, and there's not time they have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. We also have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. But the Chiddush by them is they don't have to give it away to another Kayin. Even though each one by himself is only a suffix if he's a kohen or not, but that's the chiddush hamoitzin lechaveri all of araya that he has a right to hold on to it. It could be someone talking about bisman is there, but bisman beis hamikdash it could be he had no right to hold on to it. The gizbe could take it away from him. And most lishnachrin another pshat is like this that bisman is there could be. In days was the gears here lishnachrin. The question was this: e bisman is there? We're talking about bisman is there. The question was. Then Ma'iri Bechoris Tehalin Sveikis, why do you tell me only because of these two Sveikis, these two people? They have a right to eat it when it's a Balmum. Afil Didanami Yiro, even a regular kind has the same halacha, that he can't eat it, use it until it becomes a Balmum. El Epshita, for sure, the price is talking about this Mancha Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash is around. So that's the Chiddush of the regular kind has to bring it for Korban. And they don't have to bring it for Korban, they could wait till it becomes a Balmum. But the question is, Vi Balmum. Why? Like if we're talking about their Balmum, so what do you got to tell me now? Yiro, they have to pasture in the fields. They already have a mum on them already. What do you got to pasture, put them in the pasture for? El Pshita B'tam, we're talking about a Tam, where the Behemoth has no Balmum. And so it says what? They have a right to hold on to it, they don't have to bring it for carbon. So, that's kind of the question we had before. Like the Hura, why can't the Gizba come and take it away from them? So Mura says, no, could be Vadad Liyerlem Bizman Azir. No, we're talking about the price of Bizman Azir. Not Bizman based Amigdash. Bizman based Amigdash, the Taka don't have a Schustin at the Kahanim. So the Gizba could come and take it away from these two people. The Gizba has a right to say, it's a Korban, it has to be brought for a Korban. You have no right to hold on to it. So, see if we're talking about Bizman Azir. Oh my gosh, what was bothering you? Some of his man is there. What's bothering you? That afilu dilan nami yiro, even our a regular bechor that a kohen has, he also can't use it till it comes about mum. So we're saying nami lo mitzino mitchayla lekohen to loy is kan. Oh my gosh, the afilu dilan nami yiro. So the answer is the sheets of gears here. Anan loy says what Anan loy mitzinu mitchad lekayin to loyiskan safekuna means a regular Yisrael he has the right to push away the kayin when he has the bechor born to him even if it becomes a balmum he'll have to give it away to a kayin a regular Yisrael can't hold on to the bechor but the chiddush over here is hani sveikus these two kids they're both sveik one of the ones a kayin one's not so since they're both sveikus they have a right matchu lekayin. Each one can say to the Kohen, the Anan Kohen, the Anor Kohen, the Anor Kohen. That's the Chiddush of the Brice over here. That the Kohen can't take away from either one of them. Either one of them has a right to say separately, I'm the Kohen. And since I'm the Kohen, now that the Behemoth Bechor is a Balmum, there's no Kedusha on it. It's only a question, can I eat it? Or do I have to give it away to a Kohen as Gezel? So there is a Locha of Amitza Mechaver, all of Araya, that you have a right to hold on to it. So therefore, there's no kashya on Rav Nachman. But it could still be bizman beis hamikdash kayim. Then the kohanim do not have a schus in the bechor kol zman hatzatam. Meisra have a question. It says that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon says that behemta. This is a parasha of Ir HaNidachas. a city that worshipped Avodah Zarah, so you have to destroy those city, and you have to burn everything in the city also. So the Pasuk says, Behemta, you have to burn up the behemoth there also. So we say, Prat, the behemoth Bechor Umaisa. We have a behemoth there that's a Bechor Umaisa behemoth. Those are not called Behemta, it doesn't belong to the people there. It doesn't belong to you or any doctor that has Kedusha on it. And therefore, we don't have to burn it. Yeah. Rashi means behemta, means behemta belongs to you. Rashi says, Shein l'gvoye chelik bo, the crown and the hegdish has no schus in it. Rashi can have a chor and maise behemta, they have a schus in it, you don't have to burn it. Then we dash in shlola, the pasuk says, behemta shlola, all the booty there in the fields, means prat l'kesef maise sheni shebo. If you have maise sheni, you apply the around money, that since that money has kedusha, also you do not have to burn it, you don't have to destroy it. That's also not called of the shlola, the shlan of the city, but rather it's called aliv the man diyama maise sheni mamin gavayu. So it sounds like this: mice, the mayaskin. What are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me bizmana zeh, we're talking about bizmana zeh without the base of mikdash. Miyik yirani dachas. There's no parsha of yirani dachas to say you have to burn, destroy the whole city. If you're tenam, we're not like this. Einoisin yirani dachas ela bebezdin shashivim biyachud. You only make the din of yirani dachas if there's a bezdin of 71, and they only had that bizman the base of mikdash. After the chubin, they had no bezdin agodol. Ela pshita, this din of the yirani dachas is talking about bizman shabesim itishkayim. When they had the best nagodol, Yisov Amai, what are we talking about over here, this Bechor? Inayim Ba'amum, if we're talking about now what this Bechor has a Ba'amum on it, Haino Behemto, says Mamish belongs to the people there. So Bechor in the year on Idachas, after it has a Mum, it's Mamish the moment of the Kain. So why shouldn't you have to burn it? El, Pshit, we're talking about now B'tam, it's talking about a Bechor Tam, Bizman Be'samigdish. And that's the Chiddush, you don't have to burn it. Why? Because it doesn't belong to the people there. So we are mit bishleima islay schiyah begavayu shaper. If you tell me what the regular kohen has a schus in his bechor, so it's good. Why I need a pasuk to tell me you don't have to burn it? Because even though the kohen has a schus in the bechor, but still since it's a korban, you don't have to burn it. But elu according to Rav Nachman, elu yam if you can tell me though, leslay hold like Rav Nachman that the kohen has no schus mamin in his own bechor. Calls manatatam, then lomalim and behema. What do I have to have an extra pasuk say behema? To be mighty b'chor, you don't have to burn. Typically from the other drasha, mishlolo v'lo shlal shemayim. It's another drasha. It says shlolo. Only the booty of the city itself do you have to burn, but not something that belongs to shemayim. So if you're going to tell me now a b'chor, the current doesn't have schus in it, so pshit that shlal shemayim, I do not need the drasha of behema. So what's the kasha on Rav Nachman? Tzmura says no. The Yonim really, I'll tell you about Mum. We're talking about now about Mum over here. I heard Kashlov, he had a question. Hainu Behemta, that the Chura, it's Mamish the Behema, it belongs to the Kohen, he could either do what he wants with it. So the Chura, Pshiti, you have to burn it. So Mura says, no. We'd ask like this. Misha Necho Beteris Behemta. That you have to burn are only animals that eat. Beteris has no Kedush at all. Eat it and sell it any way you want. But Yotzo Bechor Maisa goes out of Bechor and Maisa Behema. Even after they become a Balmum, that the Kohen's not eat it, but still Shein Bechlau Behemta. It's not Bechlau your Behemta, you can't sell it and eat it the way you want it. Because it's not, we learned like this, that Kol Psulei HaMekdoshim, a regular Korban, once it becomes a Balmum, at the Loch Ridge you can be poider it, so after you poider it and you want to sell the meat, the Loch Ridge you let it be Mevazerit. And in Korban Bitlis you could sell in the marketplace, when the Shchotim Bitlis, for the Shkolim Bitlis you could weigh it with regular weights, even though you'd be Mevazerit. So Gemara said Sforas over there was, because if people know they could do this, they'll pay more money to be Poiderit. So Hegish is getting more money, it's Kedai to be Matadis. But Chutz min HaBechor min HaMaisa, Vashrenkin HaBechor min HaMaisa, Shehanosan LaBailim, no money goes to Hegish. You can't be Poider Bechor HaMaisa, it belongs to the owner. So if the owner would have a right to sell the meat any way he wants, he'll only be his gain. So therefore, since it's kochim, he has no right to sell it on the marketplace or weigh it out with regular weights. And so we see that a Bechorim has some type of a Kedusha to it. You can't eat it the normal way. So that's why you have a pasuk to say that via Ir HaNidachas, you would not have to burn it. So therefore it's good. The B'raisa could be talking about Bizman HaZeh. talking about a Tam, and therefore there's no kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was talking about a Tam, but he was talking about a Baal Mum, so a Kohen has his Chiyah Begavei. That's why I need a posse to teach me that you don't have to burn it. Yeah. Mesa, I have another question. The Dashna posuk that says Umol Omol Bashem, this is a parsha if you swear that somebody says he gave you something to watch and you swear you never took it, and then after you swear false you admit that you swore false, so lochris you have to pay back the kerem and the chaymish and the korban oshem. So posuk says Umol Omol Bashem Lerabes Kotchim Kalim, that if I say you took my shlomin and you swear false and then you admit that you have to pay the chaymish even on kochim kalim. Why? Because the ma'aseh kochim kalim is called belonged by the owner. So that's called, even though the pasuk says, Rashi says, it says, ba'misoi, mashmi, you have to swear false to your friend, even though kochim kalim is not really ba'misoi, but that's the chiddush of word here, mo ba'ashem, sometimes even things that look like it's to Hashem, still it's called mom and ba'ilim. That's kochim kalim. That's a shlomim, or b'chor, ma'aseh, that if you didn't swear false on them, you'll have to pay the money. Did Rabbi Yosef Glili? Ben Azim and Beyazi says no, not all Kochim Kalim. Ben Azim and the Rabbi Shlomim, only Shlomim has this halacha, not other ones. So the Rashi says, Gemara is Mazba, why daf Kishlomim? Rashi says, Devadai heima moinoi, Avo maisa loi, but maisa beima b'chor no, Diyo lab memoinihu, for lo yachal makwas, halacha is, by a maisa beima, you can't sell it. So therefore it's not called yours, but Shlomim is called yours. No, like the gesture should be like this. That lo yama benazi elu bechor. Bavad benazi says no. Which kochim kalim is called yomamin bechor? A bechor is called yomamin, the mamin of the kain, and therefore if he swears false, he'll have to pay the money. So the question is now, the mayaskin. What are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me, we're talking about bizman azem. If so, hodum yidishlam ketoni. It says the bechor dum yidishlamim, and we know we only have shlamim bizman the beis hamikdash. So, Mashba the Bechor is also talking about Bezman the Beis HaMikdash. Ella Pshita Bezman the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That these Jerushas are talking about even Bezman the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So we have a pasuk to say that a Bechor is called your mammon, and therefore if you swear false on it, so you'll have to pay a Karen Bechemish. Well, Vamaya Skin, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, you're talking about Baal Mum, the Bechor is a Baal Mum. For the more know what, do me the Shlom Keturn. It's Mashba talking about a Korban Shlom you bring for a Korban. And that's only a tam, not a balmum. El Allah betam. The chur we're talking about now, where it's a tam. El ushmamino ista lekoyin zchir begavayu. The chur we see the kohen has a schus in it. That's why it's called mum and bailim. That even though it's kochim kalim a bechor, and therefore if a kohen tells somebody else, you took my bechor, give it back to me, and that person swears false and says, no, I never took it from you, and the lady he admits that he took it from him, so it's called you swore false on your friend's chayfetz, and therefore you have to pay him. So you see, why is it called your friend the kohen? Because the kohen has a schiyah begabei. So mashma, not like Rav Nachman again, even bizman beis hamikdash, a kohen has a schus in a bechor atam. So Gemara says back, no. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, no, it's not the pshat here. Loi. The yodim we're talking about now, betam, or bechor, bechutz laretz. We're talking about a bechor in chutz laretz. Even bizman that besmitich was kayim, but a bechor that was born in chutz laretz. And that goes with Rabbi Shimon. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The yom Rabbi Shimon holds in bold tamimim yikrevu. That a tam that's born, a bechor that's born in chutz laretz, Rabbi Shimon holds, if you want to, you could bring it for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. But you don't have a chiv to. If you want to, you have a right to leave it where you are and wait till it becomes a bamum, and then you could eat it. So Kitzur Rav Nachman, after he says the Bechor Tam is not called Mamun Kayin, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to bring it for Korban, so that's not called yours. But in Chutz Laretz, even Rav Nachman would agree, according to Rav Shimon Shita, you don't have a chiyuv to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. You have a right just to leave it where you are in Chutz Laretz and eat it there when it comes to Baal Mum. So if even now when it's a Tam, it's truly called Mamun Kayin. Mace, another question. It says, Om Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says back, Mali imeinu meime bechatas v'yoshim. I understand why a kohen cannot make tmura on a korban chatas, a korban oshim that belongs to a Yisrael. Shuri ein zachoyim ben bechayayim. The kohen does not own the chatas, does not own the yoshim. When a Yisrael brings a chatas from self, even though he gives it over to the Kohen to bring it for him, because the behemoth is alive, the Kohen has no schus in it. So the law of tamur is only the owner of the korban can make tamura. So I understand why a Kohen cannot make tamura. He can't take a behemoth chulin of his own behemoth and say to his korban chatis zu tachazu, because he doesn't own the korban chatis. But yom bechor, Mashenkin, once the Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Kohen, she's a Kohen b'chayev, a Kohen is Zeichen the Bechor when he's alive, so why can't he make Tamura? That was the question in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva answered that, especially Gzeras HaKosef. But I call upon Rabbi Yaskin, what is the Mishnah talking about? Elay, if you want to tell me about Mum, we're talking about now it's about Mum, no. Hodum yedechatz v'yoshim kamar. We're talking about now Mashmah, just like a Korban chatz noshim with a Korban, it has to be a Tam. So Bechor also where it's a tam, not where it's a balmum. El, a lot of this, and they're talking about the tam, where the animal is complete. Ukatoni, still the Mishnah says, Zakoyin bobechayiv, that a koyin is zoich in the Bechor, even though the behemoth is alive, even though it's a tam, even though it's a zan sebeshemitish kayim. So again, it's not like Rav Nachman. It's mashman on Mishnah clearly, that the Rav Yechon, the kasha was, the koyin owns the Bechor, so why can't he make tamura? He's a complete bailam over it. So it's Mashman Amalek of Nachman again. Tamura says no. Omer Ravina, Ravina answers, I'll tell you, Honami here also, Bebechor Bechutz Loritz. We're talking about now Bechor again, Bechutz Loritz. Then Nechonami, for Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Rabbi Shimon Sheeter is, in bold Tamimim, Yikrevu. That he holds, if you want to, you can bring it for Tam, you don't have to, but if you want, you could, since you don't have to, therefore does not take off the buy list of the Kain. So kitz is not a kashrin of Nachman. The other Gemara says, Leima, let's say kitanoi. No, there are Nachman svar is a machlekes tanoim. If we say a bechor tam, bizman beis amigdish, since the din is you're supposed to bring it for korban, so that by takes away the ownership of the kohen can't sell it, it's not really his. So let's say that's a machlekes tanoim. Leima kitanoi. It says like this, bechor bebeis habaylim oyset tmura. Or bechor, when it's still by the Yisrael in his house, so before he gave it to the Kohen, he can make Tamura. The Beis HaKohen, but once the Yisrael gives his Bechor over to the Kohen, then Enos and Tamura. Then the Kohen can't make Tamura anymore. Reb Shimon ben Elozu, I mean, no, he says, Kivin Shabo Liyat Kohen, once the Bechor comes to the Kohen's Veshus, Enos and Tamura. That the Kohen can't make Tamura once it comes into the Kohen's Veshus. So that's the question, what's the machlekes? They're both saying the same thing, that the Bechor, once it comes into the Kohen's Rishus, he can't make tamur on it. So what's the machlekes? So my love, isn't it, Hochi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hochi Kama, the days Kohen who I said tamur. V'yein Baal I said tamur. But that's what the Tanakhama meant to say. The Tanakhama meant to say like this. Bechor bebeis bailim oisa tmura, bebeis kohen enos and tmura. What does that mean to say enos and tmura? Means to say the bailim, the Yisrael, can't make tmura once it goes over to the kohen. That's what that kind of means to say. Hogama bebeis kohen who oisa tmura, v'yein bal oisa tmura, means the kohen, he himself, could make tmura when it's in his rishus. But Yisrael can't do it anymore. So Alma, what do we see? According to the Tanakhama, the Kohen like owns the Bechor, even though it's a Tam, it's Man Besamitish Kayim. Still, the Kohen is the Bailim, and therefore he could make Tamura. And Mashmah next month, the Yom says, no, the Kohen cannot make Tamura. So, who has the Machlagis Tanoim over here? That's what Shimon Loz is saying, the Kohen cannot make Tamura. Tamura says, no, Lakash, there's no Stira. Okay, that's maybe it's not the Machlagis Tanoim here. Because Rav Nachman goes according to everybody. Let I tell you, Horeb Yerchon Benuri, Horeb Yekiva. Machlokes here that we have a Machlokes in the Mishnah. That Yerchon Benuri holds that a Kohen could make Tamura, why not? And the one that says he can't make Tamura goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita with Ashna Special Xeras Akosim over here. And Rashi explains, Mora said that this Machlokes Tanoim is the same Machlokes in the Mishnah between Yerchon Benuri and Rabbi Kiva. Even though it's mashma from both of them that really the Kohen could make Tamura, it's only machlokes in the special Gzeras HaKosev if you could only make Tamura in the same place where the Hegdish was chal or not. So as she says, it means to say Vu Hakimno the Bechor b'chutz Loritz, that we said the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Bechor that's in Chutz Loritz. So there, Rav Nachman also agrees. then a chutzlo, since you don't have to bring it for korban, Avada the Kohen has complete ownership. So that's why the Tanakhama says the Kohen could make tmura. And if Shapiro Bishim Rolozo says no, the Kohen cannot make tmura because he holds like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah that there's a special Gzeiros HaKosev that tmura could only be done in the same place where the Kedusha was chal. And the Bechor, the Kedusha was chal when it was born by the Yisrael. So he holds only the Yisrael can make tmura and not the Kohen. But it could be they both agree to Rav Nachman that in Eretz Yisrael itself, or could be both would agree a Kohen cannot make tmura. So again, this would not be a kasha on Rav Nachman. Yeah. Tadig Mora says, Omer Rav Chizda, Loishonu el Kohen l'Kohen. When do we say that you could sell it? Rashi says, Yochol Moichred. When do we say that you could sell it? Of a Chortam, only a Kohen to a Kohen. Loishonu el Kohen l'Kohen. Av a Kohen Yisrael also. But a Kohen cannot sell a Chortam to Yisrael. A Kohen can only sell to another Kohen, not to Yisrael. So according to Rav Nachman, it means Bizman Azeh, even Bizman Azeh, a Kohen cannot sell to Yisrael. My time, what's the reason? Dilma also Yisrael, maybe the Yisrael that buys it will go Vishadi Be Muma, and will put a Mum into the Bechor, or Mam to the Chochem, then will bring it to the Chochem, Vyaymla, and tell the Chochem, Bechor Azeh Nosli Kohen Be Mumai. A Kohen sold me his Bechor with the Mum, and I won't eat it. So we're afraid that's what a Yisrael would do for it. So that's why a Kohen is not allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. But Rashi says, but if a Kohen sells it to another Kohen, then we're not afraid about this. But that's the law we had before, that if a Kohen comes to a Chacham and says, my Bechor has a Mum, the Kohen has to bring Edim how the Mum came about. So another Kohen we're not afraid. Just then if the Yisrael doesn't have to bring Edim, so therefore the Kohen is not allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, is it true that a Yisrael would look at that a Chacham would look at Yisrael's Bechor? Ivoma Rav. Rav says, "Ain Royim Bechor Yisrael." No, if a Yisrael comes and wants to show his Bechor that has a Mum to a Chacham, he doesn't look at it. Elim Kem Kaini Mai. Only if the Kain is there. Otherwise, Taka we're afraid for this. So you see, Taka can't get away with it. As she says, the Shema Kishiyod Zeh Shemum Kavuhu. Like we're afraid by the Yisrael, maybe him, once he finds out has a mum, so now the Yisrael thinks, listen, has no Kedusha, it's only a question of Gezel, maybe he won't be afraid of Gezel, he'll come to eat it. So anyway, there's a Tekona, they were not matter for Yisrael to use the Bechor. Yes, the Gemara says, Amar Afun of Red Rabbi Yeshua, Haino time with the Yisrael Lassa. You know what the reason is why you can't sell it, you can't be matur to Yisrael? Know what the reason is why a Kohen can't sell it to Yisrael? Why can't the Kohen sell his Bechor to Yisrael? It looks like the Kohen like is going down on the Beis Agronis to the threshing place where they make the Tfua to get his Truma, or like to buy the Truma. That is not allowed to do. Rashi explains here also that Rashi Liknes Bechor Tam in a Kohen Yisrael can't buy a Bechor Tam from a Kohen, because Mistoma, the Bechor Tam is Man Azir, Nimka Bezol, the Kohen sells it very cheap, because Lekeach has to keep it a few days till it becomes a Balmum anyway. Therefore, it makes it very cheap. And therefore, it looks like Kohen Amasayim Aves Agronis. He looks as if he's making a very cheap deal now, the Kohen. Why? So that later, if you have more Bechor, you'll give it to him. Sounds like a chilul on the Bechor. So therefore, a Yisrael, a Kohen cannot sell to another Yisrael. Because it looks like he's selling to him very cheap, in order that the Yisrael now should like him, and when Yisrael will have his own Bechor, will give it back to me. So that's awesome. The other Gemara says, Mazutri Glola Veravashi. Mazutri went to visit Ravashi. Ormule Lito Mar Midi. So Ravashi said, let me give you something to eat. His eyes like Kami Bissa, brought in front of a meat. Omule Lechomar eats, he told him, eat from this meat. The Mivru, it's very healthy meat. Mishum de Bukhru, because this meat comes from a Bechor, and a Bechor is very healthy meat. So he said, back to Minolo Choho. How do you know this? Enough to say, like, where do you get this from? I'm not a Kohen, how can you give it to me? Omule, Tizovun Le Pliny Kohen. It's not Shver, it's not my own Bechor, a Kohen. There was already Zeich when this Bechor sold it to me. So therefore I'm allowed to eat it now. So even though you're Yisrael, you could also eat it. So Bechor Tam, that even the Yisrael does not eat it. So Amu, they said back to him, Lo Yisrilchu, don't you hold, hold the Yomer that we just learned, hold the Yomer of Huna Beretta and Yeshua. That a Kohen is not allowed to sell his Bechor to a Yisrael. So how could you tell me you bought this Bechor off a Kohen, or a Kohen is not allowed to sell it to you? It looks like he's making a cheap price that you should give him back your Bechor, it's also. So it says, Amu, Lo Yisrilo, next time I don't hold from him. The Anan Mizvin Kozmin, because we buy it, and as we pay regular price, it was a minig then in their city, they used to buy the Bechorim of the Kananim, and they didn't make it a cheap price, we used to buy it at a regular price, therefore we held this Mutta. Omulu, they said back to him, he said back to him, Lo Yisrilo, don't you hold, Vietnam, learn like this, Kama Yisrael Chayim Lipo Bechor. Tell how long does Yisrael have to take care of his Bechor before he can give it over to a Kain? So it says, Badaka, young Bechor, a small animal like a lamb, is Shleshim. Yisrael has to hold on to it for at least the 30 days, then he can give it over to a Kain. Well, the gas, the big animal, the cow, Chemishim Yain. V'yamamaloi, let's say the Kain says, Tenuli B'tech Zmani, give it to me after 10 days, and I'll take care of it. So it still says, Alocha, Harezer Leit Nenuloi. You're not allowed to give the Bechor to the Kain. The question is, why not? The Yom Rosh says, the reason why not is, my time of nation, you're a Kain, I'm a same of Isaac Ronis. It looks like the Kain now, he's taken it from you. What does it mean he's taken it from you? That really the Yisrael has to bother feeding you and taking care of it. So the Kain says, I'll be nice to you, and I'll take it from you now. Why is the Kain doing it? Why is he bothering the extra time? So that since he's nice to the Yisrael, the Yisrael later will give him more Bechoris than he has. That's all for all right, turn over.